Every once in a while, a picture in a magazine that I happen to be leafing through will strike me in some odd way and work on me much as I suppose some songs do. This one was from some Harper's Bazaar, one of those things, and it was one of those thin models lying on the sand, and she had a weird, you know, colored bathing suit or something on. Maybe it was painted on, I don't know, but it was very strange. And out of this came a two-part poem called Model. The wood is done with you, and now a bird thrown all limbs broken heaped in the midst of a centerless plain. The asbestos afternoon. No wolves howl beyond the ridges, bones poking through, cheekbones bruised by the sun, ribbons unwrapped from the legs like chains coming loose, and the legs untie themselves, walk around the body. Your guano hair comes off in patches, wanders over the skin looking for a place to grow. Gaze down at the contours of your flesh, exhibition of knuckle bones, half moons, thumbs pressed into the bone, collapsed into the middle of your peasant rags. One white breast noses out, a worm looking for a hole. And part two of that poem. Because it is a beach and beneath the six suns, regular as soldiers, your legs slide out, one hand in the pocket of your thigh, the world beneath an elbow, breasts hard as chewing gum, concealed in paper bags and covered just below the hips on down. You view the boys coming in, bobbing on the sea. Your hair takes root, eyes fill with birds. The beach turns sky blue, and they stumble through the surf with bloody knees, tongues lapping up the sand as you point, and they squat before their labor, chiseling moons in your abdomen. The toes dig in, and across your face, the lips, two strips of sky. I guess Salvador Dali would have liked that one.